From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, space invaders. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Thursday, May 8th, 2008. I love space invaders.
In this case, the invaders are us.
What?
Yes. We've seen space and we said, we're coming for you. Heard you saw a movie last night.
I did see a movie. I stayed up way past my bedtime.
Me too.
And I saw a movie called The Battle for Haditha, and it was, as you might expect, kind of disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
But
as was the movie I saw.
What did you
think? Speed Racer.
Disturbing?
It actually was pretty disturbing. In perhaps not in ways the filmmakers had intended, or maybe, who knows? Those guys are visionaries. But as we mentioned, with the space theme, we will be talking about a NASA plan to study whether it's feasible for astronauts to land on an asteroid. We'll talk to one of the engineers trying to figure out how to make that happen.
And the New York Times sent out a small army of restaurant reviewers to sample the cuisine of the great chain of restaurants in America. You know them, you love them. Olive Garden, Chili's, TGI Fridays.
I will agree with the first half of that know them, love them assertion.
Yeah, you know them. I love some of them.
Okay.
A lot of people eat there, and so they figured, let's go out and review these things. And even though some of the restaurants, they did get good reviews. At least one guy is saying the idea of reviewing chains like this is a bit condescending.
Or at least how they reviewed the chains. And new ads by the American Beverage Institute against something called ignition interlocks, in-car breathalyzers. We'll talk with the folks at the American Beverage Institute. We'll find out just who they are, and we'll get the headlines in just a minute. But first,
I'm staying in this race until there's a nominee.
In spite of pressure from inside and outside her party, Hillary Clinton says she's not going anywhere. That was the presidential hopeful yesterday in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Here she is making her case yesterday in the nation's capital.
You can turn elections in a day. You can turn them in a week if you know what it takes to actually win.
That may be true, but the problem for Senator Clinton is that it looks increasingly like the turn she described already happened on Tuesday, and it was a turn for the worse for her. It came in the form of a clear defeat in North Carolina and a very narrow win in Indiana. Since then, the chattering classes have been clamoring for Clinton to withdraw from the race. It all began late Tuesday night when NBC's Tim Russert said this.
We now know who the Democratic nominee is going to be, and no one's going to dispute it, Keith. Sometimes in campaigns, the candidate is the last to recognize the best timing. It's very much like being on life support. Once they start removing the systems, you really have no choice.
Soon after that, presidential advisor turned pundit David Gergen said this on CNN.
I think the Clinton people know the game is almost up.
And that man is conventional wisdom personified. Of course, these are the same folks who spent the previous 2 months telling us what a close race it was, even though it was a near mathematical impossibility for Clinton to surpass Obama in pledged delegates. But I digress.
How unusual. Yesterday, former Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern, who's a party superdelegate, announced he's switching his support from Clinton to Obama and encouraged Clinton to drop out of the race to avoid dividing Democrats.
Then Clinton suffered a truly crushing blow, worse than the loss of any one politician support. That's right, someone made a website declaring her candidacy to be finished. And as we all know, they don't let just anyone do that.
It's currently one of the most dug sites on Dig. It's just one single page. Hillary is 404.org. It replicates that 404 error page you get when you try to go on a website that doesn't exist anymore. It has a faded picture of Clinton and says, quote, "This candidacy cannot be found." It goes on to encourage Clinton supporters to rally behind Barack Obama.
As for Clinton, she says she'll fight to get the disputed delegations from Michigan and Florida seated at the Democratic National Convention. But even if that happens, she probably still won't have enough pledged delegates to surpass Obama.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.